for this month. That's for the year. For the month, Acts 3:8. So he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. Amen. You will leap. The things that you couldn't do before, you will be able to do in the name of Jesus. Today, with our text, we're taken from Psalm 8. Psalm 8, verse 3 through verse 6. Psalm 8, 3 to 6. And it says, when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? Verse 5. For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. God has crowned you with glory and honor. And verse 6 says, you have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. Today we are looking at leaping, a manifestation of dominion. Leaping, a manifestation of dominion. And leaping symbolizes dominion, because you are operating at a higher level. Amen? And dominion simply refers to the authority to rule and reign. When certain forces are ruling over the circumstances of your life, the implication is that they have dominion over you. For instance, in Acts chapter 3 that we opened with at the beginning of the month, lameness had dominion over that man, because that is what ruled over his circumstances. Because of his lameness, he could not go to work. Because of his lameness, he could not live a productive life. Because of his lameness, he could not live a fulfilled life. But he was carried and he was placed daily at the gate of the temple to beg for alms. So the lameness ruled over the circumstances of his life. But the day the anointing for leaping located him, he received dominion over lameness, and lameness lost the power to rule over him. Amen? And by the mandate of heaven, I am prophesying to someone here today that any evil power that has been ruling over your health, ruling over your marriage, ruling over your finances, or ruling over your ministry has lost control in the name of Jesus. And we understand that dominion is a covenant right. You see, God originally gave the dominion mandate to man at creation. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 28, God said to man, he said, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion. Say, have dominion. The whole essence of the God-given dominion mandate is to rule and to reign. Hence, it is always have dominion over. You will never see have dominion under. Because it is to rule and to reign. Amen? So it's always have dominion over. However, man lost the dominion mandate to Satan. But thank God, through the saving grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the dominion mandate has been reclaimed. Therefore, the dominion mandate is a covenant right for every born-again child of God. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6 says, as a born again child of God, you are seated with Christ in heavenly places. Implication is that your born again status automatically confers upon you dominion status and dominion privileges. Your born again status automatically confers upon you dominion status and dominion privileges. It is interesting to note also that the year 2016 carries a spiritual significance of rulership and dominion. Let's consider the following scripture for understanding what I'm talking about. In the book of 2 Kings chapter 14 verse 21, 2 Kings 14 21, the Bible tells us that the people of Judah took Azariah, who was 16 years old, and made him king instead of his father Amaziah. Amen. The same message is repeated in 2 Chronicles chapter 26 verse 1. And there he refers to Uzziah, but they're both the same person. Amen. Azariah and Uzziah, they're both the same person. Amen. So Azariah or Uzziah was 16 years old when he began to reign. And furthermore, in 2 Chronicles chapter 26 verse 3, the Bible tells us that Uzziah reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. He reigned 52 years. And we know that there are 52 weeks in a year. So from the biblical association of the number 16, we're ruling and reigning. We have an understanding of the spiritual expression of dominion in this leap year, 2016. And that is why I know that for someone under the sound of my voice, 2016 will be your year of manifestation of dominion. I say you will manifest dominion in every area of your lives in the name of Jesus. Then, thirdly, we understand that dominion is conferred by divine appointment. You see, rulership can be conferred on someone by appointment. This was the case with Joseph. Pharaoh said to Joseph in Genesis chapter 41, 40 to 41, he said, "You shall be over my house." Genesis 41, 40 and 41. "You shall be over my house, and all my people shall be ruled according to your word. Only in regard to the throne will I be greater than you." And Pharaoh said to Joseph, "See, I have set you over all the land of Egypt." So Pharaoh said, "Joseph, I am appointing you as a ruler over all the whole land of Egypt." If an earthly king can confer rulership on another human being, how much more will God be able to do this? And we know for a fact that according to Revelation chapter 1 verse 6, that Jesus has made us kings and priests to his God and Father. Revelation 1:6. Jesus conferred rulership on us by giving us some of his authority. Amen. He said in Luke chapter 10 verse 19, "I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy." He said, "Nothing shall by any means hurt you." Again, he said in Matthew chapter 18 verse 18, he said, "Whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." So Jesus said, "I am giving you authority. I am conferring rulership, you know, upon you." And Jesus can do this because he has supreme authority. Amen. Because a man cannot give what he does not have. He is able to do this because he has supreme authority. And there are many passages of the scripture that speak of the authority of the Lord. Jesus himself announced in Matthew chapter 28 verse 18, he said, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and in earth." Matthew 28, 18. In other words, he was saying, there can be no other power other than that of Jesus, because he used the word "all." And that is why Jesus is able to subdue his enemies by the greatness of his power. And when you read Ephesians chapter 1 verse 21, Ephesians 1 21, it tells us that Jesus has been positioned far above principality, power, and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only of this world, but even of the world to come. Jesus has been positioned far above them. He has supreme authority. Philippians chapter 2, 9 to 11 also tells us that he has been highly exalted and he has been given a name that is above every other name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. Amen. And so by reason of his supreme authority, Jesus has the title of King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Revelation 19:16, it says, he has on his robe and on his tie a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hence, we are kings, but he is a higher king. And that is why he's the King of Kings. Amen? He's the King of Kings. And as kings, we also have dominion. We must understand that our kingship is not by election, nor by inheritance. Amen? So we cannot be voted out of power. There is no coup that anybody can organize to strip us, you know, of our royalty. We are kings by divine appointment, and we have dominion by decree. And what do we understand as a decree? You see, in that Psalm 8, a passage that we read, it said God has ordained it. He has ordained it. A decree is an official command. It is a militant way of issuing an official order. It is an order having the force of the law behind it, the full force of the law behind it. And a decree is the determination of someone who has power. So when somebody who has power says, I am issuing a decree, and we see this play out several places, in particularly in the Old Testament, the kings had, you know, that in the Old, they had, you know, ultimate power. They will issue a decree. It was a king that issued a decree. He said, nobody must pray to God for 30 days. And that decree, you know, that decree, everybody was bound by that decree. That was why Daniel was arrested. And that was why he was thrown into the den of the lion, because he violated the decree of the king. Amen? It is a decree is an authoritative order or decision to which people have to comply. When the decree has gone forth, it must be complied with. Amen? It's important that you pay attention, because you are going to be decreeing this morning. And a decree is to decide what is to be done and what has to take place. That's why Jesus said, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. He said, in other words, whatever you declare lawful is what will be honored by God. And whatever you declare unlawful, he said, God will honor it also. And because God has ordained it, I declare that you will live in dominion this year and beyond in the name of Jesus. But you see, to avail yourself of the dominion conferred on you by divine appointment, you must submit to the lordship of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. But this will only happen if you are living according to the royal prescription of his kingdom. Amen? When God says, go to the left, but you choose to go to the right because everybody else is going to the right, that means you are not following him. That means you are disobeying him and you are not submitting yourself to his rulership. And all those who refuse to submit to his reign cannot be part of his kingdom. They cannot, you know, exercise the dominion that he, you know, has been made available to people of his kingdom. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 6, it says that it is only after your obedience is fulfilled that you can punish all disobedience. So you cannot begin to decree and, you know, if demonic forces will obey you unless you have fulfilled your own obedience. And that is why it's important that we examine ourselves today. Is there any way that you are struggling, you are still struggling with him? Is there any way that you, area of your life where you find yourself not living up to what God has asked for you, of you? Today we can make amends so that we can begin to operate in the dominion that God has ordained for us. And it's important that we understand this, because there are certain benefits that come with living in dominion. Number one, you find that you will have the defense of the Almighty. You see, part of the reign of Christ is to defend his people. He is a defender that does not sleep, nor slumber. The Bible tells us that he is a refuge and strong tower. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 10. Proverbs 18 verse 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are safe. And so when you are living, you know, in dominion, when you have, you are operating in the rulership that has been conferred upon you, you find that the defense of heaven will be available to you. You see, the children of Israel, God gave them dominion over all, you know, their enemies. That was why God said to them, just go ahead and possess the land. He said, I have given you the land. And he said, I would defeat all the occupants of the land and you will be able to, you know, take over. And in Numbers chapter 24, Balak, King Balak, the king of, you know, of Moab, he contracted Balaam, a prophet. He said, I want you to curse the children of Israel, because the way they are making progress, these people are going to take over everything. And the Bible says that Balaam, you know, he came and he tried to curse the children of Israel. Every time he attempted to curse them, he was not able to curse them. As a matter of fact, the curse, every time he opened his mouth, a blessing came out. So all the attempts to curse the children of Israel by Balaam failed. Because it is your season of dominion, I declare that all the labor of evil powers over your life shall be in vain. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So you have the defense of heaven. It will be your shield. When you are living in dominion also, another benefit you have is that God will punish your enemies. As a king to God, your enemy becomes his enemy. And the Bible says that when God arise, let God arise, and his enemies be scattered. Jesus, as King of Kings, deals severely with his enemies. And there is no enemy of the Lord Jesus that shall survive, because he has pronounced vengeance upon all of them. Look at what it says in Psalm 110 verse 1. Psalm 110 verse 1. It says, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. This season, as you leap in dominion, your enemies shall become your footstool in the name of Jesus. And then number three benefit that you have is God will meet your needs. Jesus has the power to meet every need. And in his name, all benefits, all things are supplied. By him and through him are the benefits we are getting. Currently, you enjoy joy and peace in abundance because he has made it available to you. He makes a way for you where there is no way. He shows signs and wonders in our lives. In Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18, Deuteronomy 8, 18, the Bible tells us that he gives us power to get wealth. And so we enjoy a lot of, you know, benefits, a lot of things from him right now. And even in the future, there is going to be a reward for the saints. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 17, 2 Corinthians 4, 17 tells us that the reward we are going to get is an eternal weight of glory. there's going to be a crown of righteousness for the saints. You will not miss your reward. In the name of Jesus, no enemy will be able to steal your portion as you live in dominion. In the name of Jesus. And then lastly, you are able to rule by decrees. And this is really where we're going. Perhaps the greatest benefit of the dominion mandate is ruling by decree. You see, God rules by decree. In the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 1, the Bible says that the earth was void, you know, there was darkness upon the waters, you know, and everything, there was disorder and everything. And then God issued a decree. He said, let there be light. And the Bible says there was light. And so he created something out of nothing. That means that we as princes and kings, we can rule by decrees also. We can call those things that be not as if they were. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. Job chapter 22 verse 28. You will declare a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. And so the Bible does not ask us to plead with satanic powers to release what they have taken, you know, what they have taken illegally. The Bible does not ask us to request, you know, it back from them. It says decree. You are to issue decrees. We are not to pacify the enemy, because pacifying prayers do not work. Will not work against the enemy. Amen. Amen. Some people will spend time trying to pacify the devil. You say, devil, you know, I'm the only one left. You killed my mother. You killed my father. You killed all my brothers. You killed everybody. And now I'm the only one left. And now you are trying to kill me too. and they go on like that. Devil will just laugh. He think his task is to kill, to destroy and to steal. Amen. That's his mission. So you cannot pacify him. We are supposed to issue decree. And you must understand that your decree cannot be challenged, because it has the full backing of the Trinity. This season, in the name that is above every name, the enemy will not contest your voice on any issue. As you decree it, so shall it be established. In the name of Jesus. But we know that it is no secret that many who are supposed to be dominating are being dominated. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 7. Ecclesiastes 10 verse 7. It says, I have seen servants on horses, while princes walk on the ground like servants. This is an abomination in the realm of destiny fulfillment. And it must be stopped. If you are supposed to be the head and you are a tail, if you are supposed to be above and you see yourself beneath, this is sign of evil at work. And that evil must cease this season. I said that evil must cease this season. In Psalm 7 verse 9, Psalm 7 verse 9, David, he cried, he said, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. The wickedness of the wicked must come to an end in your life. And God wants you to enforce your dominion. So this season and this year, you must take back your dominion. Look at the person next to you and say, take back your dominion. I see, the Bible says we should look up to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And our Lord Jesus Christ did not joke with his dominion mandate. He did not take it easy with those who would not want him to reign. Look at what he said in Luke 19 verse 27. Luke 19 27. He said, but bring here those enemies of mine who did not want me to reign over them and slay them before me. So Jesus did not mess around with his dominion mandate. And Bible says we should look up to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Particularly in this month of leaping forward and this leap year 2016, it is your right to rule and to reign. And you must overthrow the forces of sickness, forces of hardship, forces of barrenness, forces of oppression that may be ruling over your affairs. You must stand against them today and you must overthrow them. Jesus said, bring them before me and let them be slain. The ones that will not allow me to reign. Whatever powers will not allow you to reign, you must pass a death sentence upon them today. Now I want you to examine your life and see the pattern of things and events in your family. And identify the areas where you need breakthroughs as you go into prayer warfare today. If you identify any area where there is an evil pattern, begin to reject it right now. Look with your eyes of faith and begin to see your situation changing today. Some people have been put inside, nets. Today, such nets shall be burnt to ashes. In the name of Jesus. For some, the enemy has put strong roadblocks in the way of their breakthrough. Those roadblocks shall be dissolved today as a result of prayers. Some people who have been written off will see God appear in their situation suddenly. Like he did with the Hebrew youths when they were thrown into the fiery furnace. God will appear suddenly. Amen. And he will deliver you. Amen. He will save you. Amen. And as you take up your mantle of dominion today, I prophesy that your mandate to rule and reign will be unchallengeable. It will be unquestionable. It will be uncontestable in the name of Jesus. And we're going to pray with understanding today. Because there are some spirits that have been identified in the Bible, which if allowed to exercise dominion, will never allow you to get the best that God has for you. They will never allow you to fulfill destiny. And you are going to issue prayer decrees against the spirit as we identify to them today, one by one. Amen? And this is what we are going to pray today. So I urge you to pray seriously. Let a holy aggression rise up in you like never before as you decree against the spirit. Because I don't know about you, I am tired of some certain situations. I need to see a change. I need to begin to see a change. God has given us dominion. We are going to enforce our dominion. We are going to operate in that dominion today. We will back the enemy. We will back him up into submission today in the name of Jesus. And you must understand that there is no bondage that can defeat the power of God. There is no situation that can disgrace the authority of God. And so as you issue decrees today, understand that dominion has been conferred on you by divine appointment. You have the backing. And you are going to operate in dominion by decree. Amen? So that means as you ordain, as you decree it, God is backing you up. Amen? God is backing you up. Amen? And so we're going to rise to our feet. We're going to rise to our feet. That's why we prayed at the beginning. We prayed against the spirit of Pisgah. That spirit that makes one to struggle, labor and labor and labor. And then just make you fail. When you are on the verge of breakthrough, we're going to cry unto God. There's the spirit of Cain. Cain envied his brother so much that he killed him. And this is the first example of household wickedness. The spirit of Cain is household wickedness extraordinaire. It is a spirit that is bent on killing and destroying. It is envious household wickedness. You hear stories sometimes, a mother will do something to, her child, And you wonder how someone that can bring, you know, that someone that carried the pregnancy for 9 months could be, but that is household wickedness. And so we are going to pray. You are going to pray the following prayer point aggressively. You are going to cry. And I want you to pray with, like I said, let a holy aggression rise up in you. You are going to pray, every Cain in my household, lose your power. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead and begin to pray. Every spirit of Cain, operating in my household, Maraka Yeke Keliga, loose your power. Today, in the name of Jesus, Marasonderos, Yengerebos, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. You are going to pray again. You are going to decree. You are decreeing. Remember, you are not appealing. You are not requesting. You are decreeing. And so you are going to decree again. That's it. In the name of Jesus, I decree that my Cain must die. Go ahead and begin to decree. Cain die. Because if Cain does not die, it will kill you. Oh, the massacre. Spirit of Cain, die in my life. I decree unto you today. Die in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of Cain that had been manifesting in my affairs, today I decree your death in the name of Jesus. Maroso kokori baba rakataya baba. In Jesus mighty name we are praying. You are going to decree again, every household wickedness built around my glory, begin to crumble in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and begin to decree. House of wickedness, build around my glory. Ah, ancestral wall of wickedness, built around my glory. Today, I command you, begin to crumble. In the name of Jesus, Rakoseke Yebaba. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. So shall he be. In the name of Jesus, we are going to pray again against the spirit of Ishmael. Genesis chapter 16 verse 12. He says that Ishmael is a wild man. His hand shall be against every man. And every man's hand against him. And he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren. The spirit of Ishmael is the spirit of violence and wild enemies. He said his hand will be against every man and every man's hand will be against him. It is a wild, stubborn power of the enemy. People under the dominion of the spirit of Ishmael, they are always fighting battles. Because his hand is always against other men and every man's hand is always against them. So we are going to cry again. We are going to pray. We are going to cry unto God. We are going to declare. And then with thunder in your voice. Every violent power warring against my life. Today. Die. In the name of Jesus. I decree it. Die. Your time is up. I decree that your time is up. Violent power warring against my life. Warring against my life. Violent power, making me to fight battles, go from battle to battle. Today, I decree that your time is up. You must die. You must die. You must die. In the name of Jesus, Rakoseke Yebabas, Renamakosotoros. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. You are going to pray again. You know that Ishmael, God even blessed him with a lot of things. But in spite of that, his glory could not be seen. Because his hand was always against, and other man's hand was always against him. You are going to cry again. You are going to declare, my glory, under attack, because of the spirit of Ishmael. Today, receive deliverance. Receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. Every glory of my life that is under attack because of the spirit of Ishmael today, by the power in the name of Jesus, receive deliverance, receive deliverance, receive deliverance, receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. Rakese kekeriba. Oh, my glory, glory, under attack because of the spirit of Ishmael. Today, I decree your deliverance. I decree your deliverance in the name of Jesus. Rema Sotorosa, Rakayeke Rebobo. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. We are going to pray again the spirit of Ahithophel. Second, you see, the Bible talks about Ahithophel. It said, whenever Ahithophel gave counsel, it was like you heard from an oracle of God. But it came to a time, he went and teamed up with evil, you know, with Absalom. And so the spirit of Ahithophel is that of evil counselors. Evil people that take evil counsel to destroy, you know, other people's lives. And David prayed in 2 Samuel chapter 15 verse 31, 2 Samuel 15, 31. He said, Lord, I pray, turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness. The Bible says that, it says there shall be no enchantment against Israel. And no divination against Jacob. He said, he's the one that makes the diviners mad. We are going to cry unto God. Every evil counsel working against my life, today I turn you into foolishness in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and begin to decree. Foolish, every counsel, evil counsel, evil counselor, walking against my line. Ah, today, I turn you to foolishness. Your counsel has turned to foolishness. In the name of Jesus, every evil counsel that has been taken against me on my job, in my place of work, in my business, in any area of endeavor of my life, today, I turn you to foolishness. I turn you to foolishness. In the name of Jesus. Concerning any application that I have out there. In any way that an evil counsel has been taken against me. Today, I turn it into foolishness. I turn it into foolishness. Every spirit of Ahithophel behind evil counsel in my life. Today, I command you to take your life. Take your life to them. Take your life to them. Rika saya baba baba. Ramoko to yobos. Ringe sege bobos. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. In the book of Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1. Isaiah 6 verse 1, the Bible says, in the year that King Uzziah died, Isaiah saw the year King Uzziah died. There's a spirit of Uzziah. The spirit that blocks or erases divine vision. And when you have the spirit working in your life, ruling over, the person will be making wrong decisions. They will be groping in the dark. They will be stumbling. You will not be at the right place at the right time. Amen. So you are going to pray. This is a spirit that blocks or erases divine vision. It hinders people from receiving the best that God has from them. And the prescription of the Almighty is that Uzziah must die. Isaiah did not see until Uzziah died. So you are going to cry. You are going to decree. You are going to decree it today. You are going to decree. In the name of Jesus, my Uzziah must die. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every desire that does not allow me to receive my divine direction, my divine guidance, today I command you, die. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every Uzziah, every spirit of Uzziah, every spirit of Uzziah, blocking or erasing my divine vision, my divine guidance, today I command you, die. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every spirit of Uzziah, not allow me to receive divine direction. Today, I command you to die. I command you to die. Because 2016, I must be positioned. I must be well positioned. And so therefore, spirit of Uzziah, you must die. In my life, you must die. You will not block my divine connection. In the name of Jesus, I will receive the guidance. The steps of a good man are ordered by God. And so therefore, spirit of Uzziah, you must die. You must die. You must die. In the name of Jesus. Rakoseke yababas. Rekata yabababa. Rumusenderubus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You are going to pray again the spirit of Isaac. In Genesis chapter 26, if you read from 19 to 20, we read the story when Isaac dug a well. And the Bible says that the people of Gerar, they quarreled with him, and he had to abandon the well. And he called the place Isaac because Isaac means quarrel. It means strife. Just when you have labored, you are trying to enjoy, you see, they will rise up and begin to contend with you for the possession that God has given you. For the things that you have labored for. The spirit of strife is the spirit of Isaac. It's the spirit of Isaac. You are going to cry. You are going to decree against the spirit. You see, and God said, don't worry. He said, those ones that are striving with you, he said, the forces that are incensed against you, he said, they will be like a thing of naught. You will look for them and you will not find them. Makari kataya baba. So you are going to decree it. Every spirit of Isaac, every spirit of strife, spirit of quarrel, rising up against me in my place of possession, in my place of breakthrough, today, perish, 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 perish. Go ahead and begin to decree every spirit of Isaac, spirit of Isaac, spirit of strife, contesting with me, concerning the goodness of the Lord that God has proposed for me today. By the power in the name of Jesus, I command you to perish, perish. For my sake, perish for my sake. Spirit of Isaac, perish for my sake. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. We don't have much time. We're going to try and write up. There's also the spirit of Sitna. Isaac encountered not only the spirit of Isaac, he encountered the spirit of Sitna also. It was, the Bible said they dug another well in Genesis 26 verse 21. And they quarreled over that one also. And they called his name Sitna. The spirit of Sitna is a spirit of enmity. Is a spirit of hatred. Amen? Spirit of hatred. When people, they just hate you. And you know, when people hate you, they don't even know, they can't even find. And they begin to do things out of hatred. You are going to cry. You are going to decree again. Against every spirit of hatred. Every spirit of hatred. Every spirit of Sitna. That they must expire. For your sake. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead and begin to decree. Spirit of Sitna. Every spirit of Sitna. I come against you today. By the power in the name of Jesus. I command you. Expire. 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 For my sake, spirit of sickness, spirit of enmity, spirit of hatred, against my life, against my purpose, today, by the power in the name of Jesus, I command you to expire. Begin to expire. Begin to expire. Begin to expire. For my sake, in the name of Jesus, begin to expire. For my sake, in the mighty name of Jesus, Rakoseke Yebabas, Ronokopa Yebobosun, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. We are just going to take one more because of time so that we can round up this service. We are going to pray against the spirit of Balaam. The spirit of Balaam is the spirit of hired curses. The people who go to consult occultists, they go to consult herbalists on your behalf. That is the spirit of Balaam. Amen. When enemies consult herbalists and diviners to curse you or to put roadblocks, you know, on your path, that is the spirit of Balaam. We are going to pray. Every spiritual consultation targeted to destroy me, backfire. In the name of Jesus, backfire. Go ahead and begin to decree. Backfire. In the name of Jesus, every spiritual consultation, every spiritual consultation, every divination targeted to destroy me, targeted against my life, right now, I command you, backfire, 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 return to the sender, return to the sender, return to the sender, in the name of Jesus, return to the sender, in any way that the spirit of Balaam has been invoked against my life, I command you to backfire, backfire, return to the sender, return to the sender, return to the sender, in the mighty name of Jesus. Maroko seke keri baye baba. Rekasanda yebobos. In Jesus mighty name we are praying. In Jesus mighty name we are praying. Therefore, by the power of the blood of Jesus, every stubborn situation, every witchcraft attack, every spirit of oppression, every spirit of demotion, every spirit of backwardness, I come against you today. Hear the word of the Lord. You must die. You must die. Die in the name of Jesus. Die in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that is behind stubborn situations in our lives today, by the power in the name of Jesus, I commit you to the grave. I commit you to the grave. Expire. 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 In the name of Jesus. Everything that the devil is using against your career, using against your promotion, using against your health, using against your loved one, every weapon of witchcraft that is against your progress, today I command it to wither and dry up today. Dry up today. Dry up today. Every instrument of wickedness that the enemy has launched against your line, today by the power in the name of Jesus, I command it to wither and to dry up in the mighty name of Jesus. All the powers that have vowed that you will not enjoy your life, they shall be buried alive in the name of Jesus. The ones that are saying you will not go up, they will go down for you. In the name of Jesus, I decree it today. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And so it is established. In the name of Jesus.